SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As expected, former FBI Director James Comey has pleaded not guilty to lying to Congress, something he is accused of doing 5 years ago, and today he entered his plea. Eric Trump, the president's son and executive president of the Trump Organization, says Comey is guilty of a number of things, including leaking material to the press.
It's not crime fighting. That's using a massive agency to otherwise, target political opponents.
And he says it's something Comey clearly did, according to him. He also was a leader in leaking information, not only about Donald Trump at various times, including during his campaign, but also against other Republicans running for office.
They spied on my father's campaign in 2017, 2016, and 2017. Does it shock you if they're willing to spy on a potential candidate for president of the United States, a Republican nominee for president of the United States? Does it surprise you at all? That they're looking at Lindsey Graham and every other senator. Does it surprise you that they're spying on them?
Comey made his first court appearance today. Authorities have charged a 29-year-old man with igniting the January fire that destroyed Los Angeles' Pacific Palisades neighborhood. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Esaley says the evidence of surveillance video puts the suspect near the scene.
We have several cameras in the vicinity that are designed to detect fires, and this fire was detected almost right away by those sensors. So there's no indication of fireworks or other things that would have started this. He was the only person there.
Authorities have arrested 29-year-old Jonathan Rinderneck for lighting the fire on New Year's Day. They say it smoldered underground and burned down much of the Pacific Palisades about a week later, one of California's most devastating fires. On Wall Street, has been a booming session. The Dow is up right now about 90 points. This is SRN News. The governor of Virginia strikes a blow for women.
Republican Glenn Youngkin has signed an executive order barring males from using female restrooms, locker rooms, or changing rooms in all public buildings across the state, including in the schools. The order also bans boys from playing on girls' sports teams. The governor says, quote, "This administration is fighting tirelessly to prevent discrimination on the basis of sex and to protect the civil rights of our citizens under the Constitution." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments in its latest LGBT case, weighing the constitutionality of conversion therapy laws passed by nearly half the states. The justices heard the lawsuit from a Christian counselor challenging a Colorado law that prohibits therapy aimed at helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle. Kaylee Childs argues the statute violates her freedom of speech by barring her from offering voluntary faith-based therapy for children. This is SRN News. Controversy continues following the death of a former college football star.
The attorney of the late Kyron Lacy is questioning his involvement in a deadly car accident. Lacy had been accused of negligent homicide for his alleged role in the crash last year. New footage, though, is sparking national attention as Lacy's lawyer says the video shows the athlete was too far away from the crash to be considered responsible. Lacy had played at LSU and had declared for the 2025 NFL Draft. In April, Kyron Lacy committed suicide. Jason Walker reporting.
Some commercial building owners are turning to ice batteries for air conditioning. What it does is freezes water into ice at night when electricity is cheaper, then lets it thaw during the day, cooling indoor spaces. More of these stories at SRNews.com.